We teach our kids from an early age that when you're crossing the road, you have to
stop, stop, look, look, listen, think, stop, look,
stop,
listen,
look,
think,
listen, think, look both ways. Or as I say, you didn't look that time. I noticed you didn't look. I'm doing all the looking. And you go on about it till you indoctrinate them, and you do naturally check 700 times like I do. And you've heard the TV campaigns. We've been talking about this for a long time. But for all you adults listening, and you largely are adults apart from the poor kids in the back of the car, be honest with me. Do you sometimes cross a busy road while distracted by your phone? Like you're looking down at your phone, you're finishing a text message, and you just sort of start walking. You just assume you heard that sort of sound that you should be going. A pedestrian advocacy group is calling for the introduction of new fines. These fines would punish pedestrians to the tune of $200 for crossing the road while distracted. Is it a good idea or is it a bit too much? Harold Scrooby is the chair of the Pedestrian Council of Australia. Harold, welcome.
Hello, Patricia.
Why do we need these fines?
I think you just nailed it. I love that little song. We actually have that on a lot of our ads. Stop, look, listen, think. Now, if you watch people on mobile phones, they don't do any of those four things. Not just one, they don't do any. They don't stop, they don't look, they don't listen, and they don't think. Now, you think about people walking out onto a road where motorists, including trucks and buses, are doing between 40 and 60 or 80 kilometres an hour. And think of someone stepping off a footpath without stopping, looking, listening or thinking. And what do you have?
Okay. So you want to fine people for not paying attention, in fact, $200 while crossing the road. That's a large sum of money. How did you land on that figure? Why do you think this would be a good idea?
We had to base it somewhere. Just go back. There's an ancient axiom, and it says that non-enforcement of the law will encourage its disobedience. And what you see in the cities, not just in Australia, but right around the world, are people just walking straight out across roads without any concern about what they're doing because they are hypnotised by these new iPhones, these new smartphones. They are almost wed to them with their umbilical cords. And we've got to change that behaviour because if we go back, road trauma costs Australia about $30 billion per annum. And that comes out of your pocket and my pocket. And pedestrians represent about 20% in number of that trauma and about 40% of the costs. Because when you hit a pedestrian, generally the results are far worse than someone being injured inside a motor vehicle. So we're all paying for this. It's not just the pain, the grief and the suffering. It's what it's costing us. So we're trying to change that because if people knew if they were going to step off the footpath in that way, that they might get a $200 fine, then there's a good chance we've changed the behaviour.
Talk me through what sort of behaviours would actually be fined. What are the parameters of the rule as you envisage it? Is it like actively texting, just eyes down on the phone? What is it?
Everything that distracts the pedestrian. The offence we want to add into the Australian road rules is cross road while distracted, and you leave the rest to the agency which is enforcing it.
That could be anything.
Exactly.
People could be fined for anything. Well, I reckon some of my listeners would be like, hang on a minute. That's pretty extreme.
What did you just play, Patricia?
I think people should be careful, absolutely. I don't think anyone would dispute that. But what's distracted? I mean, sometimes I'm talking to my kids really intensely as I cross the road. Is that distracted?
No, not at all. You're actually trying to educate them to be aware. Look, we have got a serious epidemic. You know it. There's a study out of Seattle. It shows one in three pedestrians is now on a mobile phone when crossing the road. That's what this is aimed at. This is not aimed at someone who might be thinking about his girlfriend or something. This is aimed at people who are deliberately on mobile phones and more particularly now with noise-cancelling earphones. Just imagine, these people can't hear a siren. They can't hear a horn. They can't hear you yelling out, watch out. And they're stepping off the footpath onto a road where vehicles are doing high speeds. It's absurd. We've just taken it for granted. And you're even saying, well, what's wrong with that?
No, my question was pretty specific, actually. It was about the concept of distracted is a very broad one. That was really my point.
Well, it's more aimed at this mobile phone phenomenon and the earphones. But what are we going to do? You know as well as I do, you can step outside your office and you will see up to half the people crossing the road, and a lot of them are crossing the road with a green light. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Because they're not looking. Crossing with a green light doesn't give you safety. Mm. It just gives you permission to cross the road legally. My mother used to say to me as a kid, just because you're in the right doesn't make the injury any less painful.
Oh, your mother sounds like me. Harold, thanks for coming on.
Good on you.
Harold Scrooby is the chair of the Pedestrian Council of Australia.